Okay, Dave, if you can get the torch out of the back of the van.
This is pest controller Mark Bauer. Dave is his apprentice.
So we'll take this for now.
That's it.
See how we go on.
Okay.
Mark's been doing this for 8 years, but he says Birmingham's rodents have never been as active as they are now.
We've got some activity down here, Mark, as you can see.
So how's business?
Business is booming. A very, very big increase in mice in Birmingham. In other parts of the country, they're quite readily taking cereal-based baits. In this part of the country, they're tending to take protein-based baits, tuna, coronation chicken, for example. The other thing is you've got a bit of a behavioural aversion in this area where we're putting down traps and sticky boards. They're ignoring them. They're running around them. They know they're there.
What are our chances of actually catching a mouse in the act?
Quite high at the moment. Some of the guys that I know, particularly when we have rat jobs, they will actually tie something around the bottom of their trouser leg to stop the rat running up, because they will run up your trouser legs, actually.
I wish you'd have told me that before we came out.
Absolutely, mate, absolutely. Yeah, not something could ruin you, severely ruin your future prospects, so not a good idea.
Okay, just have a look down the side of the units.
Ooh, we've got something down here, Mark.
Our very own resistant rodent has even attracted the attention of some of the country's top animal behaviouralists. Professor Richard Sibley is from Reading University. He spent years studying it.
We believe a genetic mutation is responsible for this change in preference. All the other house mice in the world prefer cereals to other foods. We've got no evidence they're super intelligent. Just they have a tummy ache and they avoid what gives them a tummy ache.
So this is a coriander bait that's already been mixed up.
The ordinary baits, the mice just won't take in Birmingham. What we're having to use is different types of bait. For example, coronation chicken or tuna. And obviously, Birmingham being a multicultural city, the Asian community use a lot of coriander in their dishes. And in fact, what we're actually using today is coriander mixed with a liquid bait, which we've had very, very good success with.
So with the West Midlands resistant mouse not taking grain anymore, with them liking coriander in certain parts, you could see mice being baited with curry-flavoured chicken.
Yes, you could.
Yeah, some trays here.
Okay, Dave, before you put the stuff in the back of the van.
Thankfully for me, we've had no live sightings this evening. But if the experts are to be believed, the chances of crossing paths with a West Midlands mouse are on the up.
We'll have it sorted out by the second visit.
Right. Job done. No problem.